Connecticut Democratic Governor Ned Lamont is reported to be considering a 2% sales tax on groceries and medications in an effort to reduce the state's budget deficit. But some business leaders say such a plan would be hard to pass. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Eric Getty is with the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. He says the proposal would be difficult for Lamont to get through the state General Assembly.
I think it is going to be deemed a pretty regressive tax by most of the people within his party and probably a lot of the Republicans as well. So I think that's going to be a tough road for him to go down.
Joe McGee is with the Business Council of Fairfield County. He says population growth is the key to solving Connecticut's long-term budget deficits.
Because we're flat growth in population, our labor force is not growing either. So that is the core issue here. And so tax revenue is tied to population. It's tied to job creation. We have hundreds of jobs that cannot be filled in Fairfield County because we don't have the labor pool to fill them.
They were both on WSHU's talk show, The Full Story. The proposal for a 2% tax on groceries and other exempt items is part of the recommendations made to Lamont by one of the study groups he set up during his transition. The tax would probably generate a couple of $100 million a year for state coffers. Connecticut faces $1 billion budget deficits. Lamont is to present his first budget to lawmakers next month. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.